I'm not feeling too well today, so we'll see what we can do.
So your shoes are off.
Yeah, my shoes are off. I'm comfortable. I may fall asleep in the middle, but I just figure that usually like giving share gets things going.
Yeah,
so I figure I'll just do it if it's not doing
enough.
I have. It's more my head than anything else. Yeah. Okay.
Going around before.
What's that?
The yeshiva. Something was going around in the yeshiva.
Yeah, my brother had it also. What was it? What did it consist of? Stuffy nose or a headache?
I had headache once or twice. Stuffy nose, and I had a sore throat like on and off every other night.
Yeah, okay. Not stuffy, but.
And you couldn't sleep.
No, I could sleep.
Oh.
Okay,
we ready?
Yep.
Fine. Okay, so we're left over the problem. Problem on Tosas. Top Tosas. Okay, does someone want to repeat the facts, the problem, the get us back into it?
So the question of Tosas, first of all, was why did the Gemara ask from Erevin, ask the question about the discrepancy in the Shonos from Erevin, when it could have just brought in a case from Magazaka about Hadas, right, that over there it says Yimak and here it says Papa, right? And then his answer is, he says, since Erevin, the Holoch and Erevin is the same din, he says, Shadinam Shava Linan Gavoha, whatever that means, then that's why the Gemara is asking about the discrepancy in Lashon, but Hadas is not Din of Gavoha, or whatever, so it doesn't, or whatever, right? So our question was, what do you mean? It's still a good question. Asking the question from the perspective of Hadas still is a valid question. He's still using two different Lashonos, and but yet in Tosos and Maskana, he seems to just brush it aside and say it's not a question.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about it, right? Yeah. Anyone have anything to add? Okay, I'm going to say, like, a funny kind of answer. But I'd say, sort of like a quantitative answer. At least, the thing is like this. Let's say I put my hat down upside down. Okay? Come in, I finished out a minute, I put my hat down upside down. Okay? Now, I put my cell phone down right side up. Right? Two things I put down. Right. One's right side up, one's upside down. Right? So you could ask, and maybe a psychologist would ask, would there not be a cause for that? I mean, it's not just arbitrary.
Right.
Right? I mean, there has to be some deeply rooted determinant. Right?
Yeah.
But is that a good question?
Why? Comparing
yourself?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that...
I mean, if you assume that there's... Only as a shayla.
Yeah,
your question, that's my point.
I'd say it's a shayla, but not a kushya. Okay? If you know what that means, I don't know if you know, but...
Yes,
it means it's a curious question. You know what? I happen to be curious about your deeply rooted psychology, and I want to know, why is it that you put your hat upside down and your cell phone right side up? And if you probed into a person's psyche, you may come up with an answer. Although there could be a 50,000 answers, you understand. I mean, cell phones could remind me of something which might, I mean, the answers are, it's just curiosity. Why did you pick to do this way and that way? There is an answer. But at a certain point when there become infinitely many answers, the question becomes like, it's not a good question anymore. I mean, it's a she'ela, it's curious, but I mean, who cares? You know, it's not... It lacks like a, there's no problem, it's not pressing, and it's something there's not, you can't get a definite answer about, because there's 500,000 differences between my hat and my cell phone. You could ask why I chose 500,000. Okay, but my point is that there becomes a point where a question has to have a basis. You can't just take any two things and say, you know what, why did a guy do this and why did you do that? I mean, because they have a similarity. It's not a method of asking a question. In order to, if, though, for instance, I put down my hat like this, and tomorrow I came and put my hat the other way, okay, then perhaps you'd have more of a question. It may even be somewhat of a kushya, okay, a problem, because obviously I'm putting down a hat, I have some spot in mind. I don't want the bottom to get dirty, I want the top to get dirty, I want to show off the cool stuff inside of here.
Yeah.
So there could be different reasons, okay? And then, since you're dealing with a limited, similar circumstance, the variables are not as many, okay? Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a good question.
Okay.
Okay? When there becomes enough, when it's close enough, again, it's hard to know the line exactly, but when two things are close enough together, then there's a force to the question, because that is something you think about. And for the psychologist, would ask such a question, because since they are the same thing, they're both that, so, and there is a reason why I do it, so why they're both the same thing? So you can tell me, because today was Monday and yesterday was Sunday? What's the difference, you know? I mean, maybe you'd say that. I mean, there are a limited amount of differences. You could say Sunday, Monday. You could say the people who are here. But you're dealing, it's not like a wide open question. Okay? You're dealing with something where the parameters are limited. Exactly. There are only limited parameters. Most of them line up. And there are only a few differences. And you don't know why should those differences make a difference. I mean, it seems to be that there would be this. There's a logic to say, I put down my hat the same way I do days. There's no logic to assume I'm going to put my hat down the same way as a cell phone. So although you may curiously ask, why did I do it, but that's not a problem. It's just, that's not a Gemara's type of problem.
So your cell phone's hot dogs and your hat's special?
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that if the Gemara is asking, why is it when it came to Hadas, Rabbi Yonasi expressed itself as saying it's psula, and if you want, you can fix it by taking off the batteries, you know? And that's one case. And then when it comes to Sukkah, a completely different thing, different area of halacha. I mean, they're both sukkahs, but a completely different area of halacha, a different dimension, so to speak, one's batteries, one's height, different numbers, different everything. You say, well, why didn't he express himself the same way? Now, it's true there are similarities, but it would seem, that's what I'm saying, it's a quantitative thing, is that there has to be a certain, it's a judgment call, when it's a valid question, when it's not. But there has to be a certain force to the question, and the force of the question is that they're very similar. Okay? Again, I can't define the point exactly, but a Gemara could have the point. There is such a point. When it's going to be is a judgment call in each case. But, I'd say when it comes to Sukkah and Mavoi, which are both the same thing, 20 amos high. Okay? 20 amos high. It has to be lower than 20 amos high. Same machloka, same thing, basically. I mean, it may be different reasons or whatever, but they're really the same type of thing. Okay, they're very similar. They're like my hat today and tomorrow. So then the Gemara holds, they're close enough that Rabbi Yonasi must have an answer. That's a valid question to ask, and you're justified in looking for an answer. You wouldn't be justified in looking for an answer, because maybe Hadassim or whatever. You know, there are a lot of different, too many different factors to raise the question and think intelligently about the question. But since Sukkah and Mavoi are the same thing, so what's the difference? So the Gemara says, well, one difference is Derais and Derabanan. Even though they're the same thing, one's Derais and Derabanan, it's in the kind of halacha. The other one is context. The other answer is, well, if you look at the context, you see what else is stated in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yonasi wants to be brief, and because of the context that it finds itself in, the context determines the difference. You know, there's a limited amount of possible answers you could say once they're the same.
Yeah.
So it's true you could speculate about why Hadassah would be different than Sukkah. You could make up a lot of things, but how are you going to come to something concrete? It's too wide open.
That was pretty quiet.
Yeah. I mean, it's the kind of thing you can run over, you know? Sounds like just like a pshat kind of thing, but okay. So now the issue is Derais HaRabbanan. Okay, we're back to Sukkah versus Mavoi. Sukkah, it says 20 is psula. Mavoi, it says Yimayit. Lower it. The question is, why did Rabbi Yonasi do that? They seem similar enough that you should have just used the same lashon. Why the difference? And the Gemara gives an answer. There's a big difference between the two, which is true, but the question is why it should make a difference. Namely, Sukkah is Deoraisa, and Mavoi is Derabanan. And it makes sense that when it comes to a Deoraisa, the proper Lashon to use is Psula, and when it comes to Derabanan, the proper Lashon to use is Yamait. The question is, why should that be? I mean, why, again, you can make any arbitrary difference, but why this apparently Gemara holds is significant. Okay? And we have a few positions trying to say why is it significant. Okay? So let's do Rashi. Sukkah and Deoraisa. Does someone want to read, please?
Okay.
What's Dila? Do you know what that means? Deshonama Dila.
It's
yeah. the law. That is to it.
It is learned out.
That is. The Eshramama, the 20 Amos of it, of that case, of Sukkah, Yofinim right. Edereisa, learned that out from the Torah.
We call them Shemeshenis, Samishna, Amra, Shiura, Mesinai. So, whereas...
And
before the...
Shanishness is to learn. Like Lo Shana, we didn't learn. Shanishness, before this Mishnah was learned.
We never learned this idea from Sinai.
No, we did. Before you learned this Mishnah, the Shir was set at Sinai. Okay? So when it comes to Sukkah, it's in the Torah. The Shir of 20 Amos is really found in the Torah. Okay? It's learned out from the Torah. And therefore, Tani Psula. Keep ready? Keep reading.
So, therefore, it was relevant to say Lashon Apostle, to teach Lashon Apostle, which to say this was made like Torah Halacha.
It's not made. Lo nasas Torah Halacha. Telling you it's possible, which means it's not made. Like the Torah demands.
Okay,
since it's Minatorah, so Psula is referencing that it's not like the Minatorah demands.
Right.
Okay. But Mavoi.
Mavoi, fully Midrabanan, which is really Midrabanan. So there is a Sagile, Ishlosh, Makitos, Inatorah, Lukarazu, El Midrabanan. So Mavoi, which is essentially a Rabbanan concept, so Midaraisa, it was only established that...
It's enough. It's enough.
It's enough?
It's enough.
Okay, so it was enough to have...
Three walls.
It was for Mavoi, right, exactly. Yeah. And that would allow you to carry on the Rabbanan that they added this chumrah that would require something like a Mavoi.
Exactly. And therefore, Tani Takanta.
Lo shayach l'tani vei lashon apostle. It's not relevant to put. It's not related to put the lashon apostle here because we just said the name psula kodesh.
The man apostle. Who apostled it?
Okay, we apostle before Shishenis mission. Before we learned it. Before we sat here in the.
Before this Mishnah had it.
Mishnah zu harehi chilas hares of mitzvah.
This is the beginning of the teaching about it in the mitzvah.
Right, this is the first occurrence.
Okay, so who could explain to me what he's saying? Pshat. Okay. Can you pick it up?
Sure.
Okay.
Pshat-wise, he's just saying that you only should say puzzle if the thing was taught previously to this in the Torah, right?
Right.
And if it, but with something like Erev, which is Yudurban, then, since this is the first time that it's being taught, then it's not shy to say apostle.
All right. You're saying the Minatorah, this apostle Minatorah. So now apostle means it doesn't fit into the laws, the shira of the Torah. So
well,
that's what Psula means.
One thing we were just thinking about that is...
You give me an answer, hold on. Skip shot. You give me an answer?
No, not an answer. Just one thing that's bothering us is, in terms of saying even that as a basic shot, is what do you mean?
Okay, that's a different kind of question. Okay, that's a good question. But that's the first we want to understand. He gets to that actually later. I think about Hanukkah. But
Tosos does.
But it's important than the thing I was saying, asking questions. That kind of question is a secondary kind of question. You know what I mean? First, we want to understand what Tosos is saying. You know what I mean? So Tosos is saying that the difference is there isn't the Rabbanan. I'm sorry, Rashi. Now she's saying that the difference is there isn't a Rabban. That's the difference. Now you want to say there's another case which seems to go against it? Okay, so I'll have to answer that question. But let's just understand his theory.
Right.
And I mean, the first thing is to understand what is he saying.
Right.
Okay? If it doesn't make sense intrinsically, you can forget about contradictions. You know what I mean? Contradictions is a different kind of thing. I mean, Rashi worked out. I'm sure he worked out contradictions. You know what I mean? But we have to understand what is he saying. Right? So again, he's saying that by the Raisa, since it's Minat Torah, so apostle means with reference to, it's not made like the Torah demands. But by the Rabbanan, so what are you going to say, apostle? Well, this is the very beginning of teaching about this whole thing altogether. So what are you going to say? What does apostle mean? Apostle is inappropriate. So who made it apostle before this Mishnah? Something like that. ask? Well, how would you phrase a question? I mean, it doesn't really make sense,
yeah.
You know, on the surface, but how do you phrase the question?
What's Rashi's working definition for puzzle?
Disqualified.
Hmm?
Not valid. Disqualified.
Not valid. Okay.
I mean, this question is, who cares whether it was taught before? Not, I mean, I just...
Assuming puzzle means that it's no good, then
right.
It's no good whether or not it's been taught before, whether you're just teaching
right.
It.
Right.
Okay.
And then also, right.
Okay, that's the first question. Right. Who cares? Was it taught before or not? It's arbitrary. Puzzle means puzzle. It's not good. It's not good. Who cares before or after, you know?
And yes. Also, we're just bothered by the way he says, "Demand possible upon the finishing of mission zoo."
Right.
I mean,
somebody
as if
taught it, right?
Right. I know. Yeah. That's another question. Is this goes back, I believe, all the way back to Shlomo Melech.
Yeah.
I'm not positive exactly, but I know the Erev does. I assume she didn't post. I don't think Rabbi Yonassi made up this halacha. I don't think. I mean,
hope
there's
not.
A whole Erev, you know. Presumably, he didn't make up the halacha. Okay. He's reporting to you something which the Baal HaMasorah before him made up. So what do you mean, who posseled it before this Mishnah? Well, when they made it up, when the Baal HaMasorah, let's say Shlomo Melech, made it up, he had a halacha that it can't be more than 20. And now Rabbi Yonassi is telling you that it's psula. It's not done like Shlomo Melech said it should be done. So why is that any different than saying psula? I mean, it's not like the Torah said it's done. Like, I just know what I mean. Because you can't say puzzle. Puzzle for who? This is the first time you're learning it. Yeah, but it's not true. I mean, the Batim Shos didn't have a halacha of Erev. All of a sudden, this is Rabbi Yonassi made up a halacha. Rabbi Yonassi is compiling the halachas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any other problems? I mean, it's pretty... straightforward. I mean, it's eludes interpretation. You know, I think on any level, it's not, you know,
yeah.
Pshat itself is very difficult. Okay, so should I present?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give it a try. The question is like this: that prior to Rabbi Yonassi, basically, what you have. You had a Torah Shavasav, which was Tanakh. Okay? And that was basically it that existed in a written form. Okay? Because everything was Masorah. Okay? Yesh mi v'yesh. Right? Now, Rabbi Yonassi saw a problem that this was going to get lost, wasn't going to work out, and he codified the Torah Shavasav, that which is out there. Right? Put in a code, this way we'll reserve the Doros. No one was allowed to do it, because it's not supposed to be written down. It's only, I guess, at Rabbi Yonassi's time where he judged that he could do it. And even so, he only did that which was necessary. He didn't write the Gemara, he only wrote the Mishnayos, which are the most basic halachas. Everything else, the Talmid Chacham of the time, could derive from there. I guess with time, even the Gemara, that wasn't enough, and they had to even write the Gemara. Okay? Fine. So Rabbi Yonassi basically was the first like codified written work since Torah, since Tanakh. Okay? Okay? It's the first written Torah Shabbat Pass, so to speak. Okay? Okay. Now I'd say, what was the function? The function of the Torah Shabbat Pass, of the Mishnayos, which Rabbi Yonassi wrote. Okay? Was the function. So I'd say, it seems you could break it down into two functions. Okay, maybe you could make up some more, but for these purposes, two to do the trick. Okay, two functions. Firstly, to explain the Torah. Okay, you have Torah Shavuksav. Torah Shavuksav is complicated. There are principles with which you derive halakhas from Torah Shavuksav, which they used to know, and the people everyone used to be able to do it. I know it was Ishmi Piyesh, such a system, how to do it and all that. But Rabbi Yonassi came along, and one of the functions was to expound upon those halachos which the Torah told us about. Okay, the Torah tells us about Sukkah. The Torah tells us about Sukkah. And built into the Torah, if you learn the Torah properly, is a shir of Sukkah. Okay? But unfortunately, we don't know how to learn the Torah properly. And in Rabbi Yonassi's time, it was getting lost. So he had to tell you that when the Torah told you Sukkah, this is what it meant. Okay, he's explaining what the Torah. This 20 amos, that's not what the Torah meant. This lower than 20 is what the Torah meant. Okay? That's one function. Okay, I'm not dealing with psula now. For now, let's leave that. Okay, we'll worry about that later. Okay, but that's one type of a function, explaining what the Torah is referring to. Okay, but there's another thing. The other thing is in the realm of Darabans. Okay? The Torah existed and Matan Torah. The Darabans did not exist and Matan Torah. They were set up later on, and they weren't codified. They weren't codified. There's this whole systems of Erev, Hilchos Erevin, for instance, I believe doesn't have anything in the Torah in it. Okay? So there are a lot of Masechtas which are completely created by the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan's, Rav Yossi's role there isn't just to explain for you that which already exists and is already in the Torah Shebichsav. It's, so to speak, like a new book. It's a brand new book. He's telling you halachos. Okay? He's telling the people who will pick up his book and didn't yet have a Masorah. Okay, if you already have a Masorah, then it's a different function. But he's telling the Olam halachos. There's this thing called Erev. I want you to know. This thing called Erev. And I'll tell you how to make an Erev. You make it less than 20 amos. And I'll tell you other halachos, which are all the Mishnais and Erev. Okay? Different function. Okay? Different function. And one of them, he's so to speak, giving you a first introduction to the halachos. To what is this Korah thing? Right? What is this Korah thing? A Korah is something which the Rabbanan introduced, and you want to try to make it above 20, you got to lower it. It has to be lower than 20. That's his job, is to tell you from the first Ma'an Nishan, no one told us anything about Korah before. This is the first tough written thing which is telling me, introducing us to Erevin. Okay? So in the Torah, in the Ksav, in the Mishnah, this is the introduction. So he's telling you how to do it. What's the proper way to do it? Okay? Doesn't make sense to say Pasul, because you don't even know what the thing is yet. See, Pasul means you're referring, like you said, you're referring back to something which you already know that it exists. It's in the Torah. And now I want to know, oh, does this meet what the Torah said? Does this meet what the Torah said? And you say, no, this doesn't. This is Pasul. Okay? But if the Halacha is telling you the Halacha mitchilas from the first place, so then you say in the positive, this is how you go about making a sukkah. You go about a mavoy. You make a korah. If it's above less than 20, it's not posseling something, because possel means that there's something which I already have in my mind's eye called a korah, and now I want to know, is it possel? Is it kosher? Does this meet those criteria? Rabbi Yonassi, there is no such thing. Rabbi Yonassi is introducing us to this thing called korah, and he's telling you how to do it. If it's above 20, lower it. Okay? But when he's explaining the deoraisa, everyone knows what a sukkah is. And everyone knows that there must have been a height built into sukkah based upon certain principles of limud, mixed into the Torah. Now a guy has a sukkah, which he knows about. A guy can have a sukkah, and he comes to be a Nasi, and he wants to know, is this psula or is this kshera? Is this... You don't have to tell me... You don't have to introduce me to the notion and tell me it's less than 20. Everyone knows the notion. There's a shiloh which comes up, though. Is this what Moshe Rabbeinu was... is this what God intended? Or is this not what God intended? Is it kosher or is it possible? So then it's relevant to say, lo nas is possible, means lo nas is gehilchasa. It wasn't done according to the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us in the Torah. Okay? But again, if he's introducing you to the thing, you don't start telling me, psula, you tell me what the halacha is itself. I don't even know what a korah is. You can tell me, it's psula, psula what? What's psula? Tell you, make something less than 19. That's a way to say it. If it's higher, lower. Lower. This is the wedge here. It has to be lower than 20. There's no reference point back to some written... That's the Metzlanovic point here. There's no written book. There's nothing which the person who's reading the Mishnah already has presented to him. The Torah doesn't say anything about this Mavo thing. He's introducing it to you. What?
It doesn't... I mean, the way that it starts, though, is... It doesn't tell you there is such a thing as a mavoi and this is how to make it.
You're right.
It presupposes that there's some sort of abstract concept of mavoi out there.
That's true.
So I don't think, so I think you could theoretically still say that there is some concept of mavoi that we have to be using in order to talk about it at all, and that when you say puzzle, I mean, it doesn't fit into that concept.
That's true.
Yeah, on that note, I just want to clarify, I'm not sure. Even